Okay, everybody, welcome to the Tuesday night health education call from by Core Health Products. My name is Shan Stratton. I am the president and CEO of Core Health Products, and it gives me great pleasure to share some information with you tonight, as well as introduce to you two great friends of mine, one of which has over 16 years of experience in the health and wellness industry. She's just absolutely a wealth of knowledge, a close personal friend. And then about halfway through the call, I'll also be introducing a professional athlete friend of mine, someone I've worked with for about 4 or 5 years now. He's an avid fan of the Core Health products, has had phenomenal results with them, and he's going to share some information with you tonight as well. He's just one of many professional athletes that we have using the products, and that's been one of my attempts, is to make sure that each one of these calls that we do, we're going to try and have various different professional athletes, amateur athletes, maybe sometimes we'll have some collegiate high school athletes, but we also want to make sure that people understand that just because professional athletes and famous athletes, people like that, use our products, by no means are our products created for the athlete. Our products were simply created for general population, general health and nutrition. Anybody and everybody that's looking for health and wellness and energy and vitality and all of those things that the majority of the people are looking for across the United States and across the world today. And then they just happen to be so powerful and so valuable that we do have a lot of professional athletes using them. Kurt Warner, who a future Hall of Famer with the NFL. Many of you may have heard yesterday the announcement that he's actually going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Big fan of the Core Health products. He's someone that I've been working with, and he's going to be on a call with us at some point. Leonard Davis, lineman for the Dallas Cowboys, he's going to be on a call with us. We're going to get a lot of those people on these calls. But I also always want to have people that represent general population, because that's really where the most people are in need of these products. So as we get started tonight, let me give you just a very brief background. Many of you have been on these calls before, and if you haven't, I want to be the first to welcome you to the call. We're going to do these calls every other Tuesday night. So 2 weeks from tonight, we'll do another call. We'll have a separate topic. Tonight's topic is going to be enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics. What are they, and how do they work? Many of you have heard me say in the past that I truly believe, and we're seeing more and more research supporting the fact, that enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics are probably more important to the future health of America than any vitamin, mineral, antioxidant, or anything like that. Yet, whenever you think of health and wellness products, it's always around vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Folks, tonight you're going to hear the reason why I and my team believe and can prove that enzymes and probiotics should be a vital part of every individual's daily health regime. And to do that, I'm gonna introduce a lady to you that, again, has become a very close friend of mine. And the reason I'm going to have her start this call off from this point is because she is one of the most technical, educated individuals that I've ever known in my life. I've had the great fortune of working with Jennifer Ferniza for about 10, 11 years now, but she has over 15 years experience in the health and wellness industry, and I thought it was really cool that she was actually listed in the Cambridge Who's Who of International Business Executives. This girl is just somebody that I have great respect for. She's owned her own business. She's developed products. She's been head of research and regulatory compliance teams. She's worked with multi-million dollar nutritional companies and organizations. A lot of her material has been published in the American Journal of Physiology. She's just one of those girls that truly understands what she's talking about, and I'm extremely proud to not only call her a member of the Core Health product formulation team, but also a very close friend of mine, and that is Jennifer Ferniza. Jennifer, are you with us tonight?
I am.
Well, Jennifer, I know that many of these people have had an opportunity of hearing you speak before. In fact, I think it was about 2-3 weeks ago you spoke, but I got so many people that gave you such great reviews. In fact, I think they want to hear from you more than me, so I thought, well, then I'll get her back on the call, and I do appreciate you being on the call tonight.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
What I'd like to have you do, Jen, if you would, is just take a few minutes and talk from the technical aspect why and what they need to hear to understand the value, the importance of enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, because you and I have discussed before, people simply don't understand how vitally important enzymes are, and they think that they're getting it maybe every day from, maybe many of them never even thought about it. But share with us from the technical side, what happens if we run out of enzymes, if you will?
Well, enzymes are actually proteins, and what they do is they catalyze or increase the rate of chemical reactions, and that means that they're making everything happen. You can kind of think of them as the workers in your body. They're what makes things happen, and if you didn't have them, so if you didn't have enzymes to digest your food, for example, because that's one category of enzymes is digestive enzymes. If your body didn't produce digestive enzymes or you didn't have it in your food to help digest your enzymes, you'd never get anything out of that food. It would take decades, eternities to get that food digested and broken down without the help of enzymes. The same thing happens for everything that is happening inside your body. While all these people are listening on the phone right now, there's enzymes that are making all of those little neurons in their brains work and their hearts beating. There's enzymes that are making that happen. If they're at the same time clicking the remote control, the little muscles in their thumb for their little clicker muscles, there are enzymes that are making that happen. Enzymes that are burning off fat, hopefully. We're burning off fat and not sugar and other things and losing some weight here. As you exercise, all those different activities that the body has, from basic life functions of your heart beating and your eyes being able to see, to actual exercise and digesting your food, those all require enzymes. And without those enzymes, it couldn't happen. Your cells couldn't reproduce to make new skin cells, new hair cells. None of that would happen without enzymes. So the bottom line is life just simply wouldn't be possible without enzymes. And we don't really think about it on a daily basis, all the things that those workers do. And it's really important to start at the basics of getting the food and those nutrients into our body, and that can only happen with that category of enzymes called digestive enzymes. And unfortunately, we all eat cooked and processed foods, or fortunately, if you're looking at all of the bacteria and stuff, then I'm not saying that you should go out and eat the raw chicken, that's going to make you sick, but we don't get enough of those enzymes from our foods anymore, and we put this huge stress on our bodies with the modern diet that we have, where everything is cooked and processed, and those natural enzymes that are part of the foods aren't there anymore.
And so literally, are you saying that literally without enzymes, if we don't have enough enzymes, the aging process increases, and then ultimately, if we run out of enzymes, we literally die? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, that's what I'm saying. And all of those little metabolic enzymes in the body, they actually slow down as we age if we don't give them the right nutrients. You can't eat metabolic enzymes. You can't get those from your food, but you can give your body the nutrition it needs to make sure that those enzymes do function. Those antioxidant enzymes, those anti-aging enzymes, they all have specific cofactors that they need in nutrients, and you can't get those nutrients from your foods if you're not digesting your foods. And that's why, to me, digestive enzymes are one of the most critical types of enzymes out there.
Okay. So from the technical side, you all have heard a little bit technically what enzymes are. After we hear Jennifer talk a little bit about the probiotics, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and go over everything that she talked about technically and break it all down so that by the end of this call, every person on this call should be able to clearly understand why we need enzymes every single day. But I think the thing that we want everybody to think of right now is that without enzymes, we die literally. So we'll keep that in mind. Let's go to the next topic real quick from a technical standpoint, Jen. Probiotics and prebiotics. Why are they needed?
Well, probiotics, for those who haven't been reading research studies and spend all their time reading research studies like I do, probiotics are those good, friendly bacteria that line your digestive tract. And there are thousands of them, millions of them inside of your digestive tract, and they are important for making B vitamins. They also make some enzymes to help a little bit with digestion as well. And they're a critical part of the immune system. And unfortunately, we pretty much wipe them out with the choices that we make on a daily basis with the carbonated beverages, medications like Tylenol and over-the-counter NSAIDs can destroy it, birth control pills, antibiotics, all the antibiotics in our food all wipe out those good guys that are supposed to be there to help balance out our immune system and give us B vitamins on all of the wonderful things that they do for us. And now there's actually some studies linking probiotics to weight loss and our overall weight as well. They're finding that people who are overweight have a tendency to have not enough of those good guys and too many of the bad bacteria. They have what's called, in technical terms, dysbiosis, and they don't have enough of those probiotics in there. And there's actually even one new study that just came out where they went the next step, and they actually gave people probiotics, and this was done in Japan, to see if it would help with weight loss, and it did. They've also given people probiotics to help with preventing some of the, if you've ever had it, obviously you haven't had a baby, but Jody has. there's a infection that pregnant women get at the end, and they test you for it right before the baby's born. And the studies actually show that women who take probiotic supplements have a reduced risk of getting that infection. And it reduces the risk of things like eczema and allergies and asthma in the babies if the mother supplements with probiotics both during pregnancy and while nursing. There's lots and lots of research studies, really cool stuff on all of the really good benefits of probiotics. And then prebiotics are basically food to the bacteria. They are what make it so that your body can maintain those good probiotics in your digestive tract. It helps support the immune system. There are things like inulin, or the big word is fructooligosaccharides. They're basically food for the bacteria. It makes sure that you're growing the good guys and not the bad guys. And the more food that you eat and more nutrients that you put in, either in a supplement form or from your food to help promote the growth of the good bacteria, the better off you are with all of those different health benefits that probiotics offer.
Well, I think it's very, very clear to see that enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics are vitally important to the daily function of an individual. I mean, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I've always taught, and I think you've always taught, that if we run out of enzymes or probiotics, not necessarily prebiotics, but probiotics for sure, we literally cannot hardly make it through the environment that we live in today, because the probiotics are there to kill off the bacteria that we're all breathing in, and we're certainly not breathing in any less bacteria today than we were weeks and months and years ago.
That is correct, and it's critical to making sure that you have good health is making sure that you have enough of those probiotics in your system and counteracting all of the things that are out in our environment that wipe them out. It's just not like you can take a pill and magically have them all there just in one shot. It's something that needs to be done on a daily basis and continue to put those good guys back in and support them by giving them prebiotics to make sure that they can grow properly.
Well, Jen, take about 45 seconds then, if you would, because right what you talked about right there, the enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, we created a product. The formulation team, which you're a part of, created a product called Digestive Health. And that product, as far as I know, and I've looked in the health food stores and around the internet, I have not found another product that has all of the digestive enzymes, all of the stabilized probiotics, and the various different prebiotics, in addition to the digestive herbs that are combined all in that Digestive Health product. And you and I have talked about how proud we are of that product. Wouldn't you agree that that is the most complete digestive product that is on the market?
Yeah, I would definitely agree that it is the most complete product you can go out and buy a digestive enzyme product, or you can buy other probiotics, or you can buy peppermint, which is one of the digestive herbs that's in here, but you're not going to find anything out on the market that's got all of these in there, and most importantly, that you've got all of the right blend. I mean, one of the things that's important with enzymes to recognize is that they're specific. Lipase digests fats. Protease digests protein. And then it only goes down one specific step. There's not even just one type of protease. There's multiple types of protease, and if you don't have all of them in there, you're not going to fully break down all the proteins into the amino acids and get all of the nutrition out of food. The same thing with all the different types of amylases, making sure that you have all the right ones in there. And then one of the things that I'm really proud of that we've done with your product is we put the cofactors in there. Those enzymes have little helpers that are required to make them work. And if you don't have enough of those little cofactors in there that make them work, they're not as effective. They're not going to have their full maximum enzyme activity if you don't have those cofactors in there. And on the probiotic blend, there's lots of acidophilus products out there, for example. But that's just one of the probiotics. There are multiple different types of probiotics that are needed for health, and they each have their own unique benefit to them. Some of them are designed to, research has shown that they have more benefit for the immune system. Others have more digestive benefits. Others have the ability to stimulate certain types of immune cells. So they are each picked and chosen to be part of this blend for their unique benefits and how they work together. And then with the prebiotics and the herbal blend, we put that in there to specifically support the probiotics and also to kind of soothe the digestive tract. A lot of people these days have various digestive disorders, and having something in there to help soothe the digestion is also very important, especially with the way our standard American diet is, or as I call it, the SAT diet.
Well, Jen, I thank you so much for your great information, and what I'm going to do for the rest of the call tonight is take that information that Jennifer and I have discussed here, and I'm going to break it all down into terminology that each and every one of you will clearly understand, so that you don't have to worry about all the technical information and that kind of stuff. But Jennifer, thank you so much for your time, and please, if you can, remain on the line as I would invite your input on anything that we go from here as well.
I will definitely be staying on the line. I'll put myself on mute so now I get to sit back and enjoy and listen. I love listening to you talk.
Well, you've certainly done a lot of it, and I have as well. We've spoken at a lot of conferences together. Let me start by painting a clear picture so that all of you can see really what digestive enzymes do and why they're so important. We all agree that nutrients are what give our body the energy for growth and metabolism and recovery and reproduction and all of those things that go on every day. Nutrients are needed for each one of those actions or activities to take place. So often we are conditioned to think that just because we put food in the mouth that we are nourishing the body. Folks, I believe with all my heart that we are a country that is overfed and undernourished. We're consuming these foods that even though may have nutritional value to it, if they don't have the enzymes to digest, break down into its simplest forms, the body cannot use the nutritional value of that food. We've got to get away from thinking that it's all about consumption. I've worked with professional athletes for years and years, and it's always about more is better. Well, it's not only professional athletes anymore, guys. So often we in the general population think more nutrient is better. We've got to get more good nutrients in the body. I'm telling you, take a step back. Let me share with you how we increase utilization rather than consumption. To do that, enzymes are required. Now, here's the visual that I'd like you all to visualize and recognize. Any and all raw food has enzymes. Fruits and vegetables and raw grains, any and all of those are packed full of digestive enzymes that break those foods down into their usable forms. Keep in mind, the body cannot even use protein. It can't use carbohydrates. It can't use fat. It can only use the portion broken down from protein. What I mean is the body uses amino acids from protein. It uses simple sugars from carbohydrates. It uses fatty acids from fats. And the only way that those nutrients are broken down into that is with those enzymes, and all raw foods are packed full of those. As soon as you cook or process any of those foods, you kill every enzyme. The magic number is 118. Anything above, cooked above 118 degrees, you literally kill every enzyme in that food. So how often do you eat a completely raw diet? Very seldom. I'm quite sure. Most of you might eat some fruits and vegetables, but the majority of your diet comes from cooked and processed foods. Even if you're saying, well, I'm going to eat healthy today, so I'm going to have a grilled chicken breast, I'm going to have a baked potato, I'm going to have some wheat bread, some steamed vegetables, those are nutritious, but keep in mind what I said. Nutrient utilization over consumption. When you consume those foods that have been cooked or processed, the enzyme factor is gone. If you take any raw food and set it out in the sun, let's take an apple or a banana. We cut that banana in half. We set it out in the sun. We come back 4, 5, 6, 8 hours later. What's happening to that fruit? Well, that vegetable is it's beginning to get rotten, get soft, get mushy. The enzymes, the live active enzymes in that food or that fruit or vegetable is beginning the breakdown and making it softer. Okay? But when you cook those foods, let's set out the same place we did the fruits and vegetables, the banana or whatever. This time let's set out a healthy cooked food, a grilled chicken breast. Let's set out there some steamed broccoli, some steamed cauliflower, anything cooked or processed. You come back 4 or 5 hours later, those foods certainly are not getting softer, they're getting harder. Reason being is you have killed its ability to be broken down. What I'm saying is if you consume cooked or processed foods, you are not utilizing all of the nutrients that you are consuming from those foods. And by simply incorporating back into your diet those digestive enzymes each and every time you eat a cooked or processed food, you can and will improve the breakdown, thus the utilization, therefore increasing the nutritional value of the food you are consuming. If you're interested in becoming healthier by increasing your nutritional value, the best thing you can do is to supplement with each meal the digestive health product that we have, that Core Health Products has. And that product actually, as a side note, is on special right now. You can find it on the website, but it's buy two of them, you get a third one free. And that's the special we're running right now. But those enzymes are vitally, vitally important for the function of the body. Now, let me change it just a little bit here as I'm going to introduce the next speaker, a good friend of mine. I'm going to talk a little bit from the athletic side. Athletes are always taught that we need to increase our protein intake for muscle growth, for growing in size, for recovery, for rehab. We also need to increase our carbohydrate intake before games, before practices. Okay, and often those proteins and sometimes the carbohydrates, often the carbohydrates, are consumed in a cooked or processed form. When we increase the digestion, the enzymes to break those proteins down, to break those carbohydrates down, then we're able to see on the athletic field an improvement in performance, an improvement in recovery off the field, a quicker recovery time to be able to get back in the field faster, those types of things. To talk a little bit from that side and some of the experience that he and I have had together, a good friend of mine, Chris Benson. Chris is actually went to college at Clemson University, was a huge success there, and he was drafted in the first round, first pick of the draft, which, folks, any of you that don't understand that, that means he was number one that year of every other athlete out there. Every college athlete, all the coaches wanted this guy first and foremost. And Chris has become a close friend of mine. He's an avid Core Health Products user, and so I introduced you to call Chris Benson. Are you available, Chris?
I'm right here, Shan.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice. I know you're back in Clemson right now doing some work back there, but being a professional athlete and your schedule, Chris, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to share some stuff with us tonight.
Nah, no problem at all. I mean, you know, you've helped me along the way, and it's the least I could do for you. And I enjoy listening to what you got to say there, because everything that you've been speaking about is obviously the true way that things are heading towards. I mean, people are definitely getting a better grip on exactly what nutrition they're putting into their bodies, and you know, the nutrition that you know they might not be getting in their bodies. So you know, supplementation nowadays is you know more and more important because of what you also you know talked about was the amount of processed foods out there and you know unquality foods. So you know, I definitely have learned a tremendous amount of information from just, you know, talking to you and knowing you for as long as I've known you. It's definitely a pleasure.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your input. Share with me, Chris, just real quickly, what you have noticed as far as, you know, before. I know before when we first started working together, you were trying to put on some weight, some good solid muscle, and from an athletic standpoint, how many times were you told by your strength coaches and or trainers or advisors that, oh, you just got to eat more protein? And when did it really make sense to you, oh, what Shan's talking about is utilize more of that protein? And then how did that play into any growth factors that you had, if any, or anything along those lines?
Well, I mean, I think more than anything, I started learning a little bit about protein and, you know, I guess probably when I first came to college, you know, but at the time, though, it was like you said, just eat as much as you can. We had a training table, you know, where we would go to the cafeteria and just eat as much food as you could, and didn't matter what it was. You know, nowadays, ever since I've met you and you've kind of explained to me about the actual utilization of the nutrients and the minerals and, you know, making the most out of the protein, I didn't really even realize at that time that it didn't matter how much protein that I was ingesting. There was only a certain amount of protein that my body was actually going to use. So, and then on top of that, you know, it had to be an efficient transportation or a delivery of that protein into my system, into my muscles, to actually make it work properly. So, you know, you've definitely changed my whole philosophy on what I've been doing over these past few years, is that, you know, it's not about how much I can put in my body. It's about what type of proteins that I put in my body and how I actually use them throughout the day. Because, you know, I could easily ingest 200 grams of protein, but my body's only going to use so much. You know, and so that's the biggest thing that I've learned from a protein standpoint is, you know, it's all about how you use it in your body and how it's delivered.
Well, Chris, I appreciate it, and I really appreciate your time tonight. I know your schedule is slammed, and you're doing a lot with the teams that you're with and a lot of other stuff. So I appreciate your time tonight very much.
Yeah, no, I mean, I appreciate it, too. And like I said, I mean, you know, I've been using your products for years now, and I think that the product that you have right now is, you know, it's better than, you know, what you had before, and I'm sure that the next thing that you come up with from, you know, the more information that you gather, you're going to keep refining your product and making it better and better. You know, I totally agree with the raw food, organics, you know, the proenzymes. You know, there's just so much that's included in this stuff. It's so convenient for me to use on the travel or on the road. You know, so much food gets put in front of me in the clubhouse that's just blah, that, you know, I need something that I can carry with me. And, you know, the multivitamin packs are definitely huge for me. You know, considering as much processed food that I ingest is I got to have something to help my digestive tract, so obviously I use that like crazy as well. And just to prolong my health with the heart health, I mean, I run all the time, I do workout all the time, but, you know, that's a definitely important part. So, you know, just to tell everybody, you know, I'm a big believer in all of the products that you carry, and, you know, I plan on using them for however long I need to use them.
Let's hope that's a long time.
Yeah, exactly. I hope so, too. I look forward to it.
Chris, I appreciate it, man. I'll let you get back at what you're doing, and again, props to you and all your successes, and I look forward to continuing to work with you and all of your teammates as we move forward.
Definitely. All right, I appreciate it again, Shen.
You bet. Folks, let me close the call out by sharing just a little bit more about the probiotics and prebiotics, because, again, you cannot really find a product in the marketplace that addresses complete digestion from the standpoint of all the different enzymes and all of the different probiotics. Most people don't realize that enzymes and probiotics go hand in hand. Enzymes work with in conjunction probiotics, and probiotics work with and in conjunction with enzymes. So often I get people that say, well, I've got some acid reflux, so I've taken some probiotics. Well, that same answer when someone else has some acid reflux is to take enzymes. The two go hand in hand, and that's really why my product, the digestive health product, has all of those tied together, all your probiotics, all your prebiotics, and all of your digestive enzymes in one simple system. And again, on the website at corehealthproducts.com, that's core like apple core, corehealthproducts.com, for just a few more hours. In fact, we were going to stop that special tonight at midnight. I think I'll just go ahead and do it for another 48 hours. Because I'm getting some emails and texts right now from people saying, I've got people I want to refer to get the digestive enzymes, so asking me if we can extend it. We'll extend it for 48 hours, which will be two more days. So if anybody wants to go to Core Health Products, you can get that special. Now, we will continue to do these calls, as I said, every 2 weeks. Anybody on this call, I would also invite you to go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/CoreHealthProducts. You can always stay updated on there, any new products, new research that we come out with, new guests that may be endorsing the products. I'm doing so much right now with so many different celebrity athletes, like I mentioned, Kurt Warner, many of them, Donovan McNabb. Earlier today I got a call from an old New York Yankee, Ismael Valdez. He is now back in Mexico, and he's working with the Mexican government to make their Olympic teams competitive. And he called me, and we've started discussions to see what we can do for Core Health Products to be the lead consulting company for their Olympic team down there in all of their supplementation, nutrition. So, folks, what I'm saying is we are here to stay. We are growing double-digit growth every single month since the month we started. The testimonials I'm getting I'm humbled by. And I appreciate those. Anybody that has testimonials, please email them to me. If you have questions, please email them to me so we can get both the questions and testimonials up on Facebook and on the main page for people to see. Last thing I will say is this call is being recorded, and within the next 24 hours, you will find it on the Core Health Products page. So you can forward it to others, you can have them listen to it, you can listen to it again, but we want to make sure that we have great educational material on our Core Health Product site as well. We don't want to just be a selling company, we want to be an educational company. So, folks, I'm about 5 minutes past the bottom of the hour. I try and keep these calls on time. I thank each and every one of you so much from my heart for your support, for your emails, your suggestions. So many of you have supported in ways that I would have never expected, and I appreciate that so very much. I am absolutely dedicated to each and every one of you to making sure that you have the best, most complete, most updated nutritional supplements available in the marketplace with the education to go behind it. So folks, again, I thank you very much. I wish you all a great evening, a great week, and may God bless you in each and all of your endeavors. We'll see you soon.